services and organizations that benefit you as a citizen of Forsyth County. Welcome to Empowering You, your host.
All right, it's 12 o'clock. It is time for Empowering You. Good afternoon. Welcome to the show. Empowering You, that's our public affairs program that is designed for nonprofits, businesses, governmental agencies, and corporations with community initiatives to come in here and let the general public know exactly what their services are so there's no guesswork. We come on here every Sunday at 12 noon to make sure that this community gets the vital information that they need from very good organizations and businesses around here that believe in giving back to the community. I'm Brian Anthony, by the way, and yeah, I know I said last week was going to be my last week, and it was, but I like to do things a little different. I obviously have been talking about a new guest, a new host for the show, and today is his debut. I didn't want him to walk into this fire pit just you know, new to the world. No, he's not that at all. Let me introduce to you former president and CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters North Carolina, new host of Empowering You, Shawan Gaber. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Brian. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I didn't want you to have that fire. That, you know, we've been doing this, obviously, Calvin Patterson started this before I got here in 2018. Mm. He was the host of the show, carried it for a number of years. COVID hit, stepped away. And then after COVID, we had to make some decisions on the new world order, the way of doing things. And I felt, you know, community information is very much needed in every community. And a lot of times people have difficulty, even myself, when I first moved here about 20 years ago, what's going on in the community?
Right.
And how do I find out who's doing what? And for nonprofits, that's major because a lot of times businesses and corporations have marketing budgets to be mm-hmm. able to do that. But nonprofits, it's I hate saying it like this. You can't eat if you don't kill something.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So that's the saying. But it's interesting to me. And you've been in this role. Let's talk about your history. I mentioned president and CEO of Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Let's talk about what you did there and prior to that in a management role.
Well, you know, again, thank you for having me, Brian. My career started with Big Brothers Big Sisters, actually in the High Point office back in 2001. Mm-hmm. I started on a one-year grant-funded program through United Way that was aimed at serving children in kindergarten, right? And so I didn't know that a career nonprofit or much about nonprofits. My plan was to go to law school, but that I fell in love with the work, with the mission mm-hmm. of being able to serve, and quickly realized that I wanted to make it a career. Mm-hmm. And went and got my master's degree and wanted to serve in a leadership role. That, you know, fortunately happened really quickly for me as I became the executive director at the Y a few years later, right?
YMCA.
Yeah, I went to the
Everybody
Y.
Everybody went to the Y.
And the good thing about the Y, it was here in Winston, mm-hmm. at the Winston Lake Y, and we were really a community-based organization. You know, when you think about initiatives and talking about budget, mm-hmm. we had a lot of constraints when it came to what that means.
Every nonprofit
right.
does. Every nonprofit does.
One of the things that I really enjoyed at my time there was being able to really be a part of what it meant to be in East Winston in particular. Okay. And bringing services to elderly. Mm-hmm. Our seniors were amazing. Mm-hmm. Soccer programs and mm-hmm. different programs that didn't exist in the community for our kids.
Wow.
After school sites that included meals mm-hmm. In like Ladera Crest, for instance. Mm-hmm. Like there was a lot that we were able to do with very minimal budget, but it took collaboration. That mm-hmm. was the number one mm-hmm. thing. We had to bring other partners to the table. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things that we hope in nonprofits is that, you know, there's no competition.
Right.
Right. We want
right.
to be able to work together and serve. And,
right.
and once you get away from that, I think we, you know, you can do good work.
It's interesting you say that. And I don't want to gloss over this. Let's mm-hmm. go back to you and your beginning of mm-hmm. wanting to go to law school.
Okay.
Which is a dream of a lot of people.
Yep.
And what in particular got your attention once you got into the nonprofit work that developed that passion?
So, again, growing up, all my life, I was a political science major in undergrad. Wanted to be a lawyer, an attorney. And I took this program. This one-year grant-funded program to just kind of explore some time before studying my LSATs and all of that. Mm-hmm. But when I got into the work, showing up every day with those children, it was, I was like, dang, I can do this every day and get paid.
Yeah.
Like, I get to truly, like, I walk into a classroom at the time, like I said, it was focused on kindergartners. Mm-hmm. I can do this? Mm-hmm. Like, that, it something clicked. I didn't know that was even a viable way to have a career, if I'm being honest with you. But what clicked for me was being able to serve folks in a way that I could not do just by myself. Mm-hmm. Big Brothers Big Sisters was a platform to serve. I mean, we served 300-400 children at that point. When you think about the magnitude of the impact that could make on a community, I was like, I want to be a part of that.
That's interesting because a lot of people think the same way. I grew up, you know, in a family of educators. Both of my parents were educators. Why don't you go get your teaching degree and da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
Okay, but there's something else out there for me that I'm feeling.
Yeah.
And I went through that in college when I had an opportunity to work at what's similar to WSNC, a radio station, to teach you radio operations at Texas Southern. I got into the media side of my passion, and my passion was writing. I love to write. I could write about anything. I could report on anything. So I wanted to develop that skill set and just fell in love with media.
Yeah.
And just fell in love with media. Now, here's the problem. Just like in nonprofit world, there's not a lot of money in that. Not a lot of money right. unless you create a lot of money.
Right.
Radio is, I call it a shark's den. You jump in a water full of sharks, what's going to happen? Everybody's fighting.
Right.
And the competitive side of the media side of what we do always drives people, but it also leaves a lot of people out because a lot of people don't survive it. So you got to decide, you got to have the passion for what it is you want to do in life. You got to have the drive to want to be the best at what you do, or, like you say, in the nonprofit world, be able to serve the community that you're in.
All right.
So let's talk about once you got the passion, once you started getting into the nuts and bolts of what nonprofit work was, then you start climbing the ladder. How did that take place?
So once I finished my master's degree, I was there were several opportunities that came my way. Several that were not in the triad, right?
Okay.
But
my
family was here, so I didn't have plans to move. My children were small at the time. And so I took the role with the Y. That was not necessarily something I wanted to do, but it was not I would like to call it a non-traditional Y. It wasn't just about the gym and swim.
Okay.
It was really about community programming. And then from there, I spent a lot of time on, you know, various boards throughout the triad of other nonprofits, and got a call from Big Brothers here in Winston to say, hey, we have a CEO position. Would you be interested? Absolutely. I'd be interested. I really love that work and served there for 13 and a half years.
I'm
at Big Brothers.
Okay.
I've had a great career. Let me just say it that way. I have had a great career. I'm on the board of Leadership North Carolina as well, and attended their graduation and seeing all the young leaders that are coming into our communities that, you know, the platform that you're providing to help get the word out about things that are happening that are impacting our community. Sometimes you watch the news and it's not always pretty.
It's never, and that's part of what I started in and the reason why I got away from it.
Because
it wasn't fulfilling. I was telling a story that somebody else wanted me to tell.
Right.
And it's like, that's not what I got into this for. I got into it because I think I'm creative.
Right.
I like to think I'm creative. I like to think outside of the box, and my writing skills were able to put me in a position to learn about mass communications as a whole. So
right.
once you start dabbling in one side, and I tell students this all the time, and anybody that's learning radio operations, learn every part of radio operations. Mm-hmm. Because whether you want to do podcasting, whatever it is in the media realm, it all fits.
Right.
Once you get the basic operations, it all fits together. Let's talk about, I want to get to collaborations and serving by yourself. Like you mentioned, you can't do in nonprofit work. Everybody has to work together. We're going to get to all of that. First, now that Big Brothers and Big Sisters is behind you, and what attracted you to being able to be in this seat now as host of Empowering You, which focuses on mostly nonprofit work? And helping those people without a budget, because people that haven't talked to me about underwriting campaigns, and it's not about that. I tell people all the time, it's not about the money for us. It's about being able to give you more frequency.
Right.
And we're going to get into that second segment. But more frequency to be able to tell your story and more platforms that allow you to tell your story from with just the budget that you have.
Right.
So what attracted you most to this opportunity?
So, I've worked in the nonprofit community for over 25 years, which sounds crazy because I don't feel that old.
I've been working in radio for over 40, and I always go, I started
like
when I was six.
I'm still a little spry, as they say. But I've been working in this sector for over 25 years. And when I saw this opportunity, I was like, you know, I spent a lot of time with folks in other nonprofits. One of the things that we all share is the inability, if you will, to get our word out, the word out of the work that we do. We have... There's in the triad in particular, there are a lot of good folks that are doing a lot of good work, but they're head down and they don't necessarily know how, because in their world, they can enjoy it.
Yeah.
And in their little private areas, they know the good work that they're doing. This gives me an opportunity to connect with a lot of people for us to be able to get those stories out and like we say, we're going to empower, we want to be inspired, and we want to inform.
You know, in case you're just tuning in, welcome to Empowering You for on this Sunday. Brian Anthony here for one more Sunday as we are introducing our new host, Shawan Gabriel. Most of you in this community know Shawan as the former president and CEO of Big Brothers, Big Sisters North Carolina. We're talking about him becoming host now, and it's interesting that you say that. One of the reasons that, you know, my selection was easier this go-round because, number one, just like Alvin Atkinson, you served in the nonprofit realm. Number two, you're seeing it from the perspective of the manager or the person that has to make the decision about how you get that message out. Okay.
Right.
You've developed a lot of initiatives with Big Brothers and Big Sisters and, of course, inherited a lot from the parent organization.
Correct.
What is the most difficult part of getting into the community, even though you have this network, this great network of other nonprofits, other people in the community, other movers and shakers? What is the most difficult part about what you did with Big Brothers and Big Sisters in getting that information out without a clear-cut vehicle that consistently gives you the frequency that you need to do that?
You touched on it earlier, budget for a lot of it, being able to, because the team, you know, I had amazing team members that worked. I don't like to call them staff, but I had amazing team members that they were head down getting the work done. We were serving families, right? And so you get caught up in the work so much, you need to be able to have someone dedicated to spreading the word. Now, that became my job. It was everyone's job.
Absolutely.
It's everybody's job, right? I think at our height, we had somewhere around 15 staff. We were serving somewhere around 800 children a year with all types of different initiatives that we wanted to be able to share. That's why I'm thankful for you. We spent a few times here promoting that. But it's difficult. You get caught in the work because the work has to happen. I don't have much time to stop and pause to go and collaborate, if you will. But that's what's needed. We had to restructure, especially coming out of COVID. Mm-hmm. We had to restructure and rethink. Reimagine was the word, right? Yeah. That was a buzzword for a while.
Yeah.
Reimagine who we are. And we came out of it, you know, in a really good way. Mm-hmm. But we had to take a step back and pause to really think through what we wanted to be, how we wanted to get the word out. And we dedicated a person to doing that. We had to make the step, working with the board to better understand our needs. And they were ready to go. And Big Brothers is in a good place because of it.
That's the other side of it. You're having to answer to a board of directors.
Absolutely.
You're having to try and make a message heard with, and in this day and age, it definitely takes a little money.
Mm-hmm.
People probably, they hear on our radio station us soliciting assistance for funding,
right,
from donors, from underwriters, mm-hmm, all the time. That's our main focus, is to make sure that frequency. I practice what I preach, right, to other people. We have to practice what we tell other people that they need to do to market their situation, because mm-hmm, I tell this story all the time. When I first got here, I walked on campus to do my interview. As a program director, I asked everybody I ran into, what do you think about the radio station here? To the person, everybody that I asked did not even know we had a radio station here.
Wow.
So then I started listening, wow, and I go, okay, the station's not identifying itself. I don't know what I'm listening to, that I don't know what mm-hmm they do, all of that. So we adjusted all of that, and I beat a dead horse, mm-hmm, just to use a term, mm-hmm, because I'd rather that you know about it and can make a decision about it rather than not know about it, want to do something, mm, and can't do it because you just didn't know. So that's the focal point, and I think – in the 8 years that I've been here, my biggest challenge, and I think you just cleared it up for me, is the heads down effect.
Yes.
Sometimes I'll get frustrated because I believe in you build it, they'll come to it.
Right.
It's here. Mm-hmm. It's been here.
Yeah.
It's free for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
There are some underwriting situations that are available to nonprofits and to businesses, mm-hmm, to help support their message,
right,
at a low cost. And we'll get into that second segment. But here's the challenge for me. A, I'm not from the South.
Mm-hmm.
I come from the Midwest, where it's a little bit more progressive. Mm-hmm. I've learned the 20 years that I've been here in the South that you have to educate and be patient.
Right. Yeah.
Once people see what you're talking about and watch it grow, then they want to be a part of it.
Right, yeah.
Tell me if I'm wrong.
People want to be a part of, yeah, something, of a winning thing.
Yeah. So now hearing you go hit the heads down effect where you're grinding because you have a limited staff just like we do, it's amazing. How many kids you said you serve? 800?
Somewhere around 800.
This radio station reaches out to over 60,000 people.
Yeah, that's crazy. Listen,
it's nuts.
That's crazy.
It's nuts. We just did a presentation a couple of weeks ago for our donors and underwriters at a reception. And just everybody talks about the digital attachment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When we play music like this, number one, we were an NPR affiliate. So everything we did in terms of our website looked like an NPR website, all news.
Right.
Had nothing to do with music or the radio station. So I said, okay, we got to change that. We're not news. We can make that available with a link on our website, mm-hmm, but it has to be a custom website so that it's interactive with our listenership. Okay. So we developed that, put that together as an additional leg for what you hear on the air. And the mindset is, if you hear it on the air, we try to meet people where they are because they are moving.
Right.
Everything is moving so fast. So if you hear it, now we're trying to train your mind to, oh, if I heard it, I didn't hear it all, I can find it on the website. Go to the website, you can find whatever you want, mm-hmm, that we're talking about. Now, when I first signed on and we first developed that web, that custom website, we were doing 25,000 visits per month. A couple of years back, mm-hmm. that grew to 225,000.
Oh, man.
I just looked at our new stats maybe about a month ago. It blew my mind. I almost fell out the chair. I had to look three or four times to make sure I was looking at the right number. I'm not a mathematician,
right.
So when I start seeing a lot of numbers, it throws
me. Get excited.
Yeah, I get excited about it. We went from 225,000 in 3 years to 833,000 visits per month. Blows my mind.
Oh, my goodness.
Blows my mind.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
Whatever Nielsen says in terms of our growth, which has been around 40,000 plus, mm-hmm. I think, mm-hmm. because of their methodology, doesn't reach everybody. It's easy to say we're above 60,000 people when you got those kind of metrics to back you up. And for the most part, people come to the website to listen to the jazz,
right.
to stream the jazz.
Mm-hmm.
But while they're there, they find other information. So that's the next segment. Let's talk about you being in this chair, your vision about what you see happening with Empowering You.
We touched on it a little bit earlier, but being able to connect with, I like to call them my friends in mm-hmm. this space,
mm-hmm.
and truly provide those numbers that you just stated. I didn't know that, right?
And helping
them to understand the impact of what their message could by coming here,
mm-hmm.
where you're reaching people that you hadn't even thought about, right?
A diversified people.
Right. And so I'm looking forward to helping to provide an avenue for them mm-hmm. to get their word, to get the word out, and to impact our community in an entirely different way
mm-hmm.
that I had never even imagined
mm-hmm.
before.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very thankful for this opportunity to connect with those friends. So if you're listening right now, I'm going to be calling. Call me. We need you on because our community needs it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's a resource that's, I would say, underutilized. There were times listening to Alvin.
You can say it.
Underutilized.
Yeah.
There were times listening to Alvin. I'm like, I had no idea that was going on. And I thought I was informed. But we now, again, have an opportunity to empower mm-hmm. some people mm-hmm. Throughout the triad and beyond.
Yeah, yeah. I say it all the time. You don't know who you're reaching. This show, American Red Cross, United Way,
mm-hmm.
Winston-Salem Foundation, Second Harvest, all the, like I like to call them, the big wigs of,
right.
of nonprofits
mm-hmm.
Have been on this program. And I tell people all the time, the importance, the key situation is with those names, you kind of generally know what their mission is
right.
because you've heard it before. You've mm-hmm. been to one of their functions.
Right.
You've seen the material. They advertise on regular TV and regular radio occasionally when they have the budgets. Mm-hmm. Now, you've heard of them, but do you really know what their services are?
That's key. That's key.
I can sit here go right now and go, hey, Shawan, I know what Big Brothers and Big Sisters is supposed to be about.
Right.
But tell me something about what it is you all actually do. And I've asked you that
yeah,
question before.
Absolutely.
And you laughed at me like, you're supposed to know this.
Hey, listen, because there's so many intricate ways that we serve. I mean, mm-hmm. you think about a Goodwill. People automatically
another
thing.
One. Yeah, another
yeah,
one.
That I mean, Goodwill has so many cool services that people just don't know about. This is an opportunity for us to get out and let that message be known
mm-hmm.
throughout,
mm-hmm.
like I said, throughout our region.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Goodwill, you heard that? And we've
calling
interviewed them,
out.
Them too. We've interviewed them, Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, yeah.
All yeah. the big names. But what Alvin brought to the table also was his work previously, and again, another person that worked in the nonprofit realm
mm-hmm.
heavily. He's good and been good at connecting grassroots level nonprofits,
mm-hmm.
those that you don't normally hear about,
right.
and bringing them to the table. And I think we had a very, very good balance of that
right.
For this particular show. And I hope that it continues to grow. But again, I think it has a lot to do with getting people to the table, which we haven't been. We've been successful at it.
Right.
We developed those partnerships. But to the level of, hey, Shawan, who you got coming on this week? Well, I got two people fighting trying to get on.
Yeah, we need to get there.
Yeah, we need to get there. Yeah. We're not there yet.
Yeah.
And so that goes together with the whole part about what the mission of this radio station is. People mistake it. And I love to go out into the community and go, oh, you work for the college radio station. Mm. I worked for the radio station that is owned by university.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, what does that mean?
Right.
We're a regular radio station. Mm-hmm. We do regular things. With the numbers that I just gave you, that should tell you that we're
those
not just focused on Winston-Salem State University.
Right.
It's Winston-Salem State University giving it a voice, the community, the alumni across the country, and then people that listen to jazz on a global level. Mm-hmm. We have people, especially with our sports and people that support Winston-Salem State sports, listen from all walks, all different parts of the region of the country. There was somebody that was, I can't remember if they were living in Seoul, Korea, just visiting and wanted to catch a football game, picked up the app and listened to it over in Seoul, Korea. I get those kind of metrics. I can see it on the map.
Wow.
Oh yeah, it drives me insane. And I think the message is the gym that you have here in your own backyard in this region, and I say the triad, Forsyth County,
right,
primarily, Winston-Salem primarily, but the region, because you can hear us all the way to East Guilford College. I mean Guilford County. Mm-hmm. With our mobile apps, you can hear us all across the country. I drive to St. Louis all the time, listen to the station the entire time.
There we go.
Yeah, so we're talking to Shawan Gabriel, the new host of Empowering You. We're going to take a quick break and come back. And I've been doing a lot of talking. Now I'm going to let him do a lot of talking so we can dig deep down into. And this is going to be beneficial, I think, for nonprofits and especially corporations. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about the corporations, especially the healthcare services, and the different things that they provide this community that people don't know about, and how they could take advantage of this as well. So you're listening to Empowering You. We'll be back with Shawan Gabriel, the new host of Empowering You, coming up next. This is WSNC 90.5 FM.
Community and nonprofit organizations in the Triad. A portion of our mission at WSNC is to connect the community. We have several platforms to help enhance awareness throughout the Triad of the many activities and events provided by countless organizations. Workshops, lectures, motivational speakers, healthcare screenings, seminars, you name it, it's happening in the Triad. We strive to be a major connection for our listeners and want to make sure to offer organizations consistent access to inform the public. If you're responsible for your organization's marketing and/or publicity, or you know who is and can pass this information on to them, at least 2 weeks prior to the event, send us details on organization letterhead to WSNC Community Calendar. Email it to wsncfm@gmail.com. WSNC is an NPR affiliate owned and operated by Winston-Salem State University.
All right, we're back on Empowering You once again on this Sunday. Glad to have you on board. We're introducing the new host of Empowering You, Shawan Gabriel. Many of you remember him from prior experience and prior tenure with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. I keep wanting to call that Big Boys, Big Girls. I don't know where that comes
from. It happens all the time.
Yeah. Big Brothers, Big Sisters of North Carolina.
All the time.
With 13-year tenure there. And glad to have him on board. Yeah, so this segment, I'm going to shut up for a minute and let you get a feel for Shawan's style, which is probably different from mine because he's coming from the president's seat.
Not at all. Not at all.
No, no. Real down to earth, I've always found him to be. We talked about collaborations. We talked about being a nonprofit and not being able to serve by yourself and it taking a network of people. Same thing for the radio station. And I'm going to turn it over to you because I want you to approach this next segment, if you will, about sitting in a CEO decision-making role and trying to get awareness out. What are the things you're looking for to try and determine what vehicles to utilize to get your awareness campaign enhanced? So let's do it from there.
Yeah, from that perspective, first of all, let me say something. Mm-hmm. I want to say hello to everyone because I know a lot of folks who you mentioned alumni who mm-hmm. graduated from the illustrious Winston-Salem State University. Right? And so I reached out to them and because I was excited about this. And I told them, like, I've been around Winston-Salem State for a long time. So mm-hmm. I'm an honorary member of the Ramley.
Okay.
All right? I just want everybody to understand that.
I guess I can fit into that category.
Yeah, I'm going to claim it.
Years now.
Yeah, I'm gonna claim it, right? Okay. I just want to level set there. But Brian, I think, you know, I want to hear from you also.
Okay.
But from our perspective, we want our meaning nonprofits who are thinking like, what's the biggest bang for our buck, if you will? Mm-hmm. Where am I gonna spend dollars to help get listeners, viewers, getting the message out for those who need it, those mm-hmm. the impact, like not just the message out, but those who really need to hear it. And I like to know, like from, you know, WSNC's perspective, what should they hear when you mention those numbers, mm-hmm. the viewership, listenership? What should nonprofits hear when they hear that and decide to spend their limited resources on this station?
Well, know that, number one, you don't hear a lot of breaks for announcements. Mm-hmm. Typically, we'll do one break per hour. We try to make sure that everything is focused on either our public affairs programming or the music, which is 85% of our format. When you come here and when you do hear a message, what we try to do is give you a branding opportunity. Again, assuming that, let's start from day one. Why should people know who you are? Okay?
Very key.
And let me say this too. Don't take it for granted that marketing or awareness for your organization or business is a luxury. McDonald's still advertises.
Absolutely, yeah.
And everybody Heavily. Knows internationally who McDonald's is because they got a location everywhere. But they have to stay, you have to keep this term in your mind, top of mind awareness. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about. Top of mind awareness. How do you create top of mind awareness? Frequency. Frequency is difficult in the normal media world because everything costs so much. If you think about it, as a CEO, your marketing person brings you information from the different resources that you're interested in mm-hmm. getting your message out to. When they bring back those rates, what do you think?
Whew.
Yeah. Whew. Yeah, you think in that regard. And right. And how can I afford to create frequency when it costs, the cost does not allow you to do that?
I think, you know, it's interesting that you say it that way, because when I was in that seat, one of the things that I had to ask myself, and I pushed, speaking of working with the board, mm-hmm. I pushed the board to say, we really can't not afford to do this either. Mm-hmm. Because if we don't, our works are going to they're not going to be seen or heard. Mm-hmm. We're not going to reach the participants. So for us, you know, it's a struggle, but I think we have an opportunity here mm-hmm. at the station mm-hmm. to help them better understand the why.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a matter, again, you mentioned having a staff of 15. I got a staff of 3. Mm. And so you've met Phil.
Yes.
Phil handles an on-air shift, which is, it's fun to do, mm-hmm. but there are certain things that they have to present that I stay on them to make sure to develop that consistency.
Right.
Develop that consistency. Then Jim Steele also works on the communication side in getting information out through our Facebook page. His job is to make sure we have interesting things that you can go to on our Facebook page and read and review that have to do with this lifestyle of listening person. I'll say it like that. Yeah. And it's a diverse amount of information as well. So that's my three staff people. Then we have volunteers like yourself. I have a student who's working on the business side, learning the business side. We have Clay A and our broadcasting team for football and basketball.
Oh, okay.
So that's the nuts and bolts of the staff. Mm. Now, to get the information out and to develop this frequency, you want to be able to have your voice heard. Okay. Branding. If it's nothing but just mentioning your organization's name. We have a lot of different ways to be able to do that. It's crazy. You can be a part of the three spots or the three 30-second announcements that come up per hour. And we don't run 6 or 7 minutes worth of commercials or underwriting announcements because your information is going to get lost. We try to keep it very specific, and we try to create supply and demand. If we're sold out, I will open up another announcement segment at the bottom of the hour or 30 minutes after the hour, but we're not there yet. So we have plenty of availability. What ends up happening is, you know, they'll come in and talk to me and go, so how can I do this? Well, let's start with a 30-second announcement only costs $20. Now, you don't have just your reaction there is not like you did when I said you go to a normal medium.
Right.
The cost. So $20, and then we have packages that will put you somewhere between $15 and $20. Now, my pride and joy, our broadcasting team for football and basketball. People have heard me say this a lot. This radio station did not have football and basketball broadcast for Winston-Salem State 10 years prior to me getting here.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, 10 years prior. It was not here. It was somewhere else. Mm. And we're thankful for it to be heard somewhere.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So that was one of my first priorities when I got here, is to bring the athletics of Winston-Salem State back to the airwaves here. It's an additional revenue piece for us, too, because now we've created packages, especially in football, where your message or your brand can stand out from an announcement. Because, see, in most football games, we may get a minute of announcements in between timeouts. We may get up to 2 minutes at the end of each quarter. Okay? So then we've created opportunities for your, let's say, State Farm, because we've used them before. State Farm, at the end of the State Farm first quarter, we're kicking off the State Farm second quarter, or the State Farm touchdown. State Farm first down. I'm giving State Farm too much information. As a matter of fact, yeah, let me stop. And your business's name can be right there, right, and it separates you from the regular announcement. Mm-hmm. So, and then my announcers, when there is a sponsorship, oh, Ken loses his mind talking about whoever the sponsor is, and right, I have to reel him back in. Come on, man, you're giving them too much too much airtime. So there, we have specialty shows. Our gospel show on Sunday mornings, the oldies show on Sunday evenings, the blues show overnight Saturday night. And then our public affairs programming is crazy. We have, I think, and it will become national at some point, hopefully near soon here, public morality. Have you been able to listen to that?
I have. Yep.
Interesting conversation. Byron Williams is a columnist for the Winston-Salem Journal. He's a New York Times bestselling author, and his show focuses on how the Constitution how the Constitution relates to our daily activity. We're so heavy in the politics now.
Right.
He is so timely with his subject matter and his topical matter, and it's not about him talking about the Constitution. He's bringing on experts from the Ivy League schools that teach it, people that work in the arena, and they give you their summaries of what's going on and how that affects different things that are happening in the White House, in the legislature, and just different book authors. He even talks about baseball, opening day baseball.
The thing I like about that, and that you pointed out, but I want to make sure we drive home, they're bringing the facts.
Yeah.
These aren't opinions of what, you know, their particular side is. They're bringing
Absolutely.
The facts to make sure we are educated and understand what is.
That's the nuts and bolts of what NPR was all about, unbiased information. And then when we pick it up from our perspective here at Winston-Salem State and as a radio station at WSNC, I just, when I first got here, I took on what is called the goals of the university, strategic goals. And one of those was education on social justice. Education, okay. And during that time when that was developed for the university, we were going through that period of time where police officers were killing people on the street, blah, blah, and right, it's still right, going on.
Right.
But not to the magnitude that George Floyd or Trayvon Martin during that period of time. So most of the shows that we do public affairs-wise were based on not an opinion, but trying to educate not just the black community, but other communities as well that are that listen to this radio station on what we feel social justice should be, and how we get back to an equal balance of that, and that's what most of our talk shows focus on.
Right, and part of what that means for us. In several ways, going back to the nonprofits or the folks that, that are doing work in our community, we can tie that in. And this is a way, this platform allows for the understanding of what collaboration could look like, because no one can do this in a silo, right?
No,
we know that.
No.
But this platform will allow others to know kind of where you're working, where you are. And as you said earlier, we can go and meet people where they are.
Yeah.
This brings people together.
Yeah, absolutely. In case you're just tuning in, we're talking to Shawn Gabriel is talking to me now about WSNC. Shawn's our new host for Empowering You. You'll be hearing him every Sunday at 12 noon here on WSNC with this, I think, tremendous show. We talked about it off the microphone. This radio station, I've always felt, has to be a lightning rod for information coming in and then getting out to the people that it needs to serve.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that, you know, when earlier we were talking about frequency, keeping things top of mind, again, to the nonprofits who are listening, that's a really key piece of your mission being a part of the community, because people can assume that you can assume people understand or know. Coming from that world, I know that we get bogged down, as I mentioned earlier, head down and just doing the work. This platform provides an opportunity for those that don't necessarily see us every day, an opportunity to hear where the work really lies and the need, understanding the need. Help me understand more of how folks can come here to be a part of this platform.
That's the easy part. Pick up a phone, send us an email.
Yeah.
See me in the street if you know who I am. Ask me then. You know Shawn face to face. You know him. Stop him. Hey, let me talk to you about getting on this show.
Right.
It's as simple as that. This radio station, being owned by Winston-Salem State, is an educational facility. We teach people radio operations, whether it's students, whether it's community members that want to do it as a hobby or aspire to be in radio, which is a tough field to be in now.
Right.
Our atmosphere, our operations are just like that of any other media outlet. The basics are the basics. There's programming, which is the content.
Right.
Content is important. The talk shows we talk about, the jazz we talk about, that's 85% of our platform here, is what is utilized to draw the listening audience. And then for businesses, governmental agencies, nonprofits, when you have that kind of audience already built in, once you pop in with this show, they should be able to stay there and hear that information. But you're exposed to our jazz audience, which is diversified. So, you know, it's I'm used to being very bold in my progression. I've learned here in Winston-Salem and in the Triad that you have to pick and choose. And timing is everything.
Timing is everything.
Timing is everything.
Agreed.
I think with this facility, the way that it is here and the way that it reaches the Triad community. I think if, and I'll make this bold statement. If you are a nonprofit, and I'll call some people out, I'm not going to call nonprofits out, but corporations, especially in the healthcare services industry, this all communities are dealing with health disparities. Mm-hmm. For the most part, I'm not interested in product marketing. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in how you're giving back to the community. What are your community initiatives? Mm-hmm. Healthcare services, oh my God, they should be dominating our airwaves right now. They should be.
All right.
They
All
should
right.
be.
I hear you.
Novant.
Yeah.
Atrium. What is Wake Forest Baptist? It's different now. Is that Atrium?
That's Atrium.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Atrium.
And a few more.
Yeah.
You should be dominating the airwaves when it comes to information for this community. And you know, one of my final goals, a public affairs show, is we tackle the economic side by providing money making conversations. For those of you who do listen, it's a show that comes on prior to this show. The host of the show, when I put it on, I said, "Now, people don't want to listen to just anybody talk about economics. They want to hear somebody that has had success at it."
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Who do I know or who is in my network that, Steve Harvey's former manager who built his empire, who is now Stephen A. Smith's manager and Sherry Shepherd's a manager. That's Rashawn McDonald, who hosts Money Making Conversations. Yeah, you didn't know that.
I did not
yeah,
know that.
So Rashawn has an interesting concept in his show that actually talks to, again, he's not saying it. Mm-hmm. He's not giving you his information. He shares it every once in a while, but he talks to CEOs of companies, celebrities that we know. He just talked to Howard Hewitt last week, I think, about the challenges they go through in entrepreneurship.
Ah, that's real.
Okay, so yeah. If they can overcome these challenges, which are the same challenges each one of us face, then maybe you'll get some inspiration and try to live your life the way you should be living it. That's what the show is all about, to show you that you can make it. So yeah. There are a lot of different little things like that. And then just get in contact with the radio station.
Right.
Get on the schedule. It should be tough for you to get on the schedule. This should be in demand.
Right.
It is not right now. We're working on that. And I think it's a matter of, I think what's going to end up happening, and I didn't think about this before, the collaboration of your network and my network, mm-hmm. Once you bring other people to the table that I haven't been able to get in contact with, and I do the presentation that I did a couple of weeks ago for our donors, yeah. They'll get the picture.
I think they will.
Because those numbers are the same numbers that I utilized there.
I think they will. Yeah. And I think being able to get to those people and having them make it plain, mm-hmm. right? Make mm-hmm. it plain. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to see an uptick. And there's some people listening right now. And I think, you know, that you heard about the healthcare needs. Mm-hmm. I have some friends there. Mm-hmm. I think you're listening right now. Mm-hmm. That we're going to call you out because the community needs it. That's where we're going. The community needs this, and we need you.
Here's my philosophy. If and I hate to say this like this, but I'm just transparent. Mm-hmm. If you are a community organization, business, corporation that has community initiatives, and you're not utilizing this radio station, you're missing a major part of the makeup and the foundation of the Triad. Mm-hmm. And I'll say that. And I can show you information to back that up. All you got to do is challenge me and say, where is it?
Right.
Come see me.
And we can get it to you.
Yeah, I can get it to you.
Yeah.
I can get it to you.
Okay. Well, hey, listen, Brian, I'm excited. I'm very, very thankful for bringing me on. I'm mm-hmm. looking forward to working with my friends and colleagues mm-hmm. in this sector to help spread the good work mm-hmm. That's happening in our community so that we all can be informed, be mm-hmm. inspired, be mm-hmm. empowered in a way that we haven't done before.
Yeah.
So I'm
yeah.
looking forward to this work together yeah. today,
yeah.
brother.
Yeah.
And
hey. Listen, let me say this to you, and this is this should be a feather in your cap in what you're doing now and how you're moving forward. I think when I was searching for a host for this show, mm-hmm. I didn't know what to expect. When I saw your email of interest, I just kind of smiled. I said, "Now this cool. is interesting. This is interesting." if and I know your work ethic. If you're taking on something like the hosting of this show, I can walk away from it after the day and not even worry about it.
Oh,
and I
man.
Know that. I know that about you. Talk about grinding and putting your head down and get. Alvin and I talked about this all the time, empowering you. How big of a mechanism, how big of a resource this is for this community.
It is.
And it's just a matter of getting to those people that are grinding, mm-hmm. that have their heads down, that may not hear this message, that will hear this message eventually, because we just have to, I mean, it's built. It's already here.
It's here.
Now I just have to get in everybody. Now when I, if I can take this quote from Kendrick Lamar, sometimes you just got to pop up and show them.
Sometimes you do.
If I end up in your office, please see me just for 5 minutes. I want to get on your schedule to talk about how we can get you to enhance your awareness campaigns with your organization. That's simply it.
Take a
and
pause.
The first part of it is, I'm not even talking about money. I'm talking about being a guest on Empowering You.
Right.
That's
right.
the first order of business. Mm-hmm. So, again, this will probably be the last time before you hear my voice. There is one show I want to do that's kind of heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I will talk about that. But I'm only going to do it because everybody – I think can benefit from it, even though it's a tough conversation.
Okay.
But I've been through it.
Gotcha.
And it was a tough conversation for me before then.
Right.
But after I went through it and saw the services that are available here in the Triad, mm-hmm. then I think you'll understand why we're talking about it. Congratulations. Looking forward to having you on the air. I'm looking forward to where you take Empowering You. It's going to benefit the radio station. It's going to benefit Winston-Salem State. And it's definitely going to – you're going to be the go-to person.
I'm looking forward to it.
I don't know if you're ready for that, but you're getting ready to be the go-to person for when it comes for information coming into this community and getting out to the people that need the services.
Well, listen, I'm looking forward to it, and I'm up for the challenge. Yeah. I really am. I'm rambling now, as I said earlier. I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
Hey, you know we're winning championships over here.
Let's do it.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Juwan Gabriel, I'm Brian Anthony. Thank you for joining us on Empowering You. Next week, you'll hear his voice solely. Have a great Sunday and have a great rest of your week.